It's been 2 years that we are going through a downstream trend in economy, global economies, especially Western economy. And many businesses are now aware of the situation, have made peace with the situation, have settled into the situation, and their new reality has settled in, and every business is now operating in this reality.
Bonanza Growth Podcast, innovation, strategy, and UX for SaaS. Bonanza Studios is a growth consultancy for SaaS and fintech startups. Every SaaS business needs to fight in three different battles. First, product market fit, discovering a growing marketing and designing a compelling and undeniable solution to meet that demand. Second, product-led growth, turning your product into a growth vehicle by leveraging outcome-driven UX design. And third, creative marketing and organic brand building. If you're looking for a reliable partner to drive growth, check out our website at bonanza-studios.com.
I'm very bullish on 2024. I'm very optimistic and positive. And message of positivity is not something you get these days from folks on LinkedIn and Twitter. I have my own reasons for being positive. And these reasons are mainly derived from our own business activities and performance in 2023, right? So let me break it down. In 2022, we had about 130 leads knocked on our doors. They wanted to see whether we can work together. In 2023, we had about 50 leads, more than half less leads in 2022. Although we receive more than half, we managed to surpass our expectation and really focus on delivering value to our clients. And although we had less clients than the year 2022, we grew our revenue by about 10%, right? So, mind you, I entered 2023 panicking in 2022, November. Just right before Christmas, middle of November, one of our big clients that was driving about almost 50% of our revenue, they dropped four projects, ongoing projects that they had with us from one day to another. So since that happened, really before 2023 began, middle of November, I entered a mode of urgency and to a certain degree panic that, oh boy, the new year already has shown its face to me in November. Typically, I get a feel for new year in January or February of the year, but I was already seeing how market is going to look like in November 2022. So I entered 2023 really not positive and not knowing where we're going to go, how we're going to end up. Are we going to fire folks? Are we going to shrink down? How are we going through the year? And my prediction was somewhat right that this is not going to be an easy year. It wasn't an easy year. We grew the business in terms of revenue, but our costs increased, right? Costs of sales and marketing have gone up because we needed to sort of like really go more even on offense. But I am very optimistic about 2024. So let me lay out my reasoning. Reason one, it's been 2 years that we are going through a downstream trend in the economy, global economy, especially Western economy. And many businesses are now aware of the situation, have made peace with the situation, have settled into the situation, and the new reality has settled in, and every business is now operating in this reality. So when you moved into a flat, it takes you a while to get settled and get comfortable. But when you are comfortable, when you are settled, then you can start living. Same thing here too. It's been 2 years, and 2024 is going to be no shocker for businesses. We are coming out of a recession. It might happen in 2024, it might happen in 2025, but from now, we are trending towards growth. Last quarter, B2B SaaS businesses, after 4 quarter down, they have shown minimal growth, although it's minimal, but it's not negative anymore, which is great. And there is a good chance that interest rate will be lowered in Q1 2024 in the US, and if that happens, there will be a new stream of investment floating in the startup scene and trickle down economy. Hopefully, that will affect the early stage startup scene in Europe and in the USA, North America. So we are trending towards a better situation in 2024. I don't know whether that's going to happen in first quarter or second quarter or third, but definitely from first quarter onwards, we are going to see and feel the difference. So if you are part of early stage startup, you need to get into the trenches and really plan for 2024. If you haven't got to your product market fit in a climate that everyone was on defense, you are going to have difficulties in 2024 because majority of businesses are slowly going on offense. And with the investment coming in, businesses that they haven't got to their product market fit will still face difficulty raising. So it's really a good time to really focus and crack the code, get to that unit economics needed to raise your subsequent funding rounds. And we are already seeing the number of intakes, number of leads that coming through our website and different channels are increasing. We have closed a couple of businesses already since in November, and also we are very close to close 2 new businesses, so trending positively. Stay hopeful, plan for 2024 more diligently than ever, and hopefully we are going to see the end of this recession era, and we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more information, go to bonanza-studios.com.